Dave McCormick announces 2024 run for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 21, 2023. Republican businessman Dave McCormick announced his 2024 Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidacy on Thursday, hoping to unseat Senator Bob Casey, DPA, after losing the 2022 GOP Senate primary by less than 1,000 votes. McCormick is a graduate of West Point Military Academy, served in combat in Iraq, and was the CEO of Bridgewater Associates before his entry into politics. McCormick addressed his supporters at a campaign announcement event at the Heinz History Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Senate race will be closely watched, as it has the potential to determine which party will take control of the Senate in 2025. My fellow Pennsylvanians, walking through the halls of this great museum, I'm reminded America is the most exceptional country in the world, and its birthplace is right here in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, McCormick said as he announced his candidacy. And Pittsburgh, this remarkable city, is the industrial engine that made it a global superpower. McCormick's campaign announcement came after he finished second place in the 2022 Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary, losing to Mehmet Oz, who eventually lost to Senator John Fetterman, DPA. McCormick slammed Sen. Casey repeatedly for being a rubber stamp to President Joe Biden's agenda that is leading America through a decline economically, militarily, spiritually. Under Joe Biden and Bob Casey, what's supposed to be up is down, and what's supposed to be down is up. We can and must do better. We cannot lose our country. We cannot lose our culture. We cannot accept the status quo, McCormick said. My opponent is a rubber stamp. More to the point, he is Joe Biden's rubber stamp. When Joe Biden says jump, Bob Casey says how high. When Joe Biden says vote, Bob Casey says which way. And when Joe Biden comes calling, Bob Casey comes running, McCormick added. Bob Casey represents six more years of rubber stamps. Six more years of inflation. Six more years of runaway crime. Six more years of an immigration crisis. Six more years of attacks on our domestic energy sector and six more years of a risky national security policy that weakens us abroad, he continued. Casey said he and his team look forward to the race against McCormick in reaction to his campaign launch. This is a very tough state to run statewide, said Casey, who is currently serving his third term in the U.S. Senate. It does give you a chance to have a conversation with the people about specific issues and what you've done and where you stand. And I look forward to that, Casey said of McCormick's entry into the race. Earlier this year, McCormick published his book Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Save America. He spoke to Breitbart News in March about his plan to confront China and preserve America's status as a superpower. McCormick told Breitbart News, China does have a plan and is exercising its plan. And we don't have a plan, which is what this book is all about. And just to reinforce what you're saying about China's techno-authoritarian model and its success, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about an Australian think tank that did an evaluation of the 44 critical technologies for economic and national security in the world, satellites, and artificial intelligence, so forth. China was in the lead in 37 of the 44. And so that's why we need a plan, Matt. McCormick also emphasized the need to stand up to China's aggression during his campaign announcement speech. He said, that is why today, I am announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate. The hour is late, but our future is bright. But it's only bright if we elect leaders who create an economy that works for people who work, defend America from those who weaken us through bad policies, misplaced virtues, and weakness, stand up to China's aggression, and give people hope, confidence, and faith that the American dream is alive for all. National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Chairman Steve Daines welcomed McCormick's entry into the GOP primary, for which no other candidates have declared. Dave McCormick has done a remarkable job of unifying the grassroots in Pennsylvania, Daines said. A graduate of West Point, combat veteran and Pennsylvania job creator, Dave is exactly the type of candidate who can win both a primary and a general election in one of the most competitive states in the country. It's great news that Dave is stepping up to serve our country once again. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.